This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Black Wall Street Today. I am your host, Blair Durham, and it's so good to be back. Today, we have a super special guest that is joining us. We're going to have a conversation about getting out from behind the chair. When I talk to stylists really around this region, they've been styling for a while, 10, 15, sometimes 20 years. They're trying to figure out what their next is. And we're going to talk with a young lady who is successfully doing just that. Her name is Kayshell Rourke. She is the founder of Shell's Hot Seat. She's a licensed cosmetologist as well as a certified trichologist with nearly 10 years of experience. Kayshell is also a published author and a motivational speaker. Her desire to beautify and encourage people led her to pursue a career in the beauty industry in 2014. Throughout her profession, she witnessed an increase in the number of people experiencing hair loss and breakage, and she eventually experienced it herself in 2019. As a result, she was able to completely embrace her purpose of becoming a remedy to hair loss. In 2021, she developed her first hair growth product that had immediate results, which would serve as a foundation for the hair growth system. Kayshell moved out from behind the chair in March of 2023 to focus on building the hair care and wellness company while being the voice to bring awareness, inspiration, education, and holistic solutions to hair loss. Welcome to the show, Kayshell. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here with you. I'm very happy.
We are delighted. So, Kayshell, talk to us about this piece, the inspiration. Talk to us about what you were seeing in your chair when you realized, you know what? I am at max for what I could do as a stylist. It's time for me to take everything that I've learned and start to create my own hair products. Talk to us about the inspiration.
Okay. Being that I'm a military spouse, I've gotten to travel to different states and different cities.
Yeah.
Travel to different states and different cities and see so much behind the chair. What I saw in 2017 is that hair loss kept appearing in my chair over and over and over and over again. And I was getting stumped. In cosmetology school, we only know so much about hair loss and how to soothe and improve it, but we don't know the hormonal things behind it and the why to it. So I was very curious, and then I said, you know what? I need to know more because I have no answers for the ladies in my chair anymore. I can do what I can do, but it's no more I can do. So yeah. I got into a trichology program in 2017, completed like the first session of it, chapter of it, but it was the right thing at the wrong time because we had to move to another state again, which would be Virginia in 2018.
Kayshell, I'm going to have you pause right there because trichology is something that's coming up more and more frequently. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we don't all know what it is, though. Give us a breakdown. What is trichology and how does it differ from cosmetology?
Okay, absolutely. So trichology is the scientific study behind hair loss and scalp disorders. You know how to soothe and improve things holistically, not just on the outside, but you get down into the medical reasoning of why, what is happening, back to the family history, the daily history, the hairstyle history. There's so much that encompasses why it happened. So the trichologist is the gap between cosmetology and dermatology.
We
can't go into the medical, but we can see characteristics of what is happening and be able to direct if it's outside of our scope. We can't do dermatology things.
Right. But there's a piece that you're able to understand.
Absolutely.
To kind of bridge that gap for your client. Okay, makes sense. All right, so we just got to Virginia. What happens once we get to Virginia?
Okay, I hit the pavement and started going and looking for another salon to work in, right? And less than 6 months of me being here, because I got here February 2018, I got pregnant.
Boop, boop. Not a horrible thing, but I'm with you.
But I'm going to be honest about that, too. at that moment, my husband and I, we had just decided, you know what? It is okay if we don't have any babies. You know, it is okay. So I had my own way of what I wanted my life to be, okay? But that was not the plan. And that is okay now that I understand it even more.
Yeah,
because it was a great setup for what I'm doing now.
Okay, okay.
So after I had, while I was pregnant, I went through depression, right? Mm-hmm. And then after I had my daughter, I experienced postpartum alopecia, which is something that occurs with a lot of women. And again, I'm dealing with depression. So I'm getting the emotional side of it and understanding the emotional side to it. And
postpartum alopecia. Mm-hmm. Wow. So hair loss that is directly tied to the fact that I've just had a child.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because it's interesting, right? You think about a lot of women will experience hair growth while they're pregnant, right? Their nails are growing. Everything is kind of, you know, they've got the pregnancy glow.
Okay.
And then they give birth and there's a such thing as postpartum alopecia.
Absolutely.
And wow.
You just describe what happens as we are growing this baby. Everything is growing. Mm-hmm. The hair is growing. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the hair itself, because everything is growing and resting for this baby, the hair cycle is not able to complete itself. So after we have the baby, now our body is trying to get acclimated and reset back to what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So now the hair is going to come out as it should have, but now it's all at once.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Okay.
So now it's all at once, and the body again is trying to acclimate itself and get settled again.
Sure.
Hormones.
Yeah.
Hormones again. So that's what happens. But the good thing about that is to know that the hair will grow back because now it's completing its full cycle. But there's also a thing that your hair does change. Let's just be honest.
It may not be the same hair when it grows back. Okay, okay.
Sometimes the curls, if you got curly hair, sometimes the curls ain't curling like they used to.
Right.
It ain't sitting. It ain't popping like it used to.
Right, right.
Again, the hormones.
You're listening to the Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham podcast. I'm the producer, Seiko Varner from Positive Vibes. So we would love for you to do a few things. Like this episode. You're going to like it anyway. Share this episode. It's worth sharing. And tell other people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. Let's all get wealthy.
If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham. I am interviewing the lovely Kay Shell Rourke from Shell's Hot Seat. We're having a conversation about her journey from being a full-time hairstylist to coming out from behind the chair, as well as the products that she creates. So go ahead. So there's a journey that we're on.
Absolutely.
Our hair's on that journey too, it sounds like. Yeah?
At 120%.
Well, let's ask this question then. Mm-hmm. So how did you go about actually developing your product line? Now, I know, you know, this is insider information. I promise this conversation is just between you and I, right? And all those listening. But would love to hear, you know, for those of us that, you know, maybe have an idea, maybe have a vision, how do you take that and literally start to develop a product?
One, how it happened for me, I end up having a client who was an herbalist. So I knew a little bit about herbs and what they do for our bodies. But she was like, hey, you need to look into this a little bit more. And I'm like, girl, no, I don't know. But eventually that thought came back into mind in 2021. Hey, looking at her again. Ask her some questions. Yeah, so her and I had a set
that. That's huge, right? For anyone listening, starting with the people that are right there around you. Oftentimes it's counterintuitive. You're starting a business, you think, oh, I need to clamor this idea. Mm-hmm. I need to not tell anybody, but any expert will tell you, anybody that's started and launched a successful company will tell you, you're going to actually benefit from talking to people that are around you about the idea because they're going to be able to help you to a degree. Okay, go
Absolutely.
On.
So I did a sit down with her and learned even more about the herbs and the different properties, and I began developing my own herbal blend.
Okay.
Which was a hair growth tea. And what I noticed is as I was utilizing it, it was yielding quick results. Turnaround. It would be one use, Blair. And you would see results.
Okay.
So I'm like, I think I'm onto something here. And she noticed it too. My blend was different from her blend.
Okay.
That's key to this right quick.
and that kind of makes sense, right? I'm thinking about the industry. I'm thinking about what pops up on my timeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole bunch of different folks that have a particular formula, and their formula works.
It works. It works.
Who imagine that? There's so many different herbs that multiple combinations of these things can produce a similar result. I mean, as far as I can tell, that's a reason to try Shell's hot seat.
Okay. And is.
Okay. All right. So you started experimenting in the lab. What would you say, though, sets your product apart from others on the market?
Well, first and foremost, again, it's natural. It's drug-free.
Okay. Drug-free?
Drug-free.
What does that mean, drug-free?
No pharmaceuticals.
So we're talking about an all-natural product.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because I like to go the more natural route as can be.
Sure.
And that's not stumping over pharmaceutical products, but in my case, that's not the way that I like to do things because I know there are natural things that is already provided here to help and assist. Again, it does not take away from the other, but this is the way we do it here.
Okay.
We get results.
All natural with results. I love it.
With results for sure. So when it comes to the hair growth tea, what I saw.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. You ain't taking us to the hair growth tea yet because I'm still thinking about oil. You actually have a tea line as well?
It was a hair growth tea.
It's a hair growth tea.
It first started off as a hair growth tea.
What is a hair growth tea?
So it's different herbs, dried herbs together.
Mm-hmm.
That creates like a tea that you're, like you would drink.
Okay.
But I would place it on the scalp.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what was the first hair growth product. Then it evolved into also a hair oil.
Okay.
Now, what happened, it was even more of the evolution. How do we scale this, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we make this more convenient for the consumer?
Okay.
The feedback
because the tea is like, wow, we're talking about a Saturday morning thing. Like,
absolutely.
How are we making this happen for real?
So,
are we applying it when it's hot? Are we allowing it to cool down to lukewarm? Are we refrigerating it first? What's the concentration? How long are we steeping the tea? Like, these are all questions that come to my mind.
Absolutely. And it did come with instructions.
Okay. Well, we knocked out the first barrier is I'm providing instructions.
Right.
Yes.
I gave the instructions. Of course, you would brew it as if you're drinking the tea for about 5 minutes. Let it steep for 5 minutes. And then let it cool while you're in the shower. Shampooing your hair, stimulating your follicles. Blood flow is important to hair growth.
Okay, that's blood one. Flow.
Blood
okay.
flow is important to hair growth. That's why stimulation, mm-hmm. your circulation is getting that blood flow. So you would stimulate the follicles, and then as it's cooling down, once you shampooed and rinsed it out, you would put the tea on. It was supposed to be a self-care moment. Okay, I had the
So we're assuming people have time for self-care. In life.
That's what I was trying to create.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I was creating a thing. Okay.
Yes.
But the feedback that I got from it is, yes, it works, K-Shell, but it's not convenient for my life.
Got it.
Okay. So let's step back then and let's work.
Because now we're talking about something that's intended for maybe weekly use or biweekly use.
Absolutely.
That people really aren't having time to do until when? Maybe once a month?
Depending on their lifestyle.
Yeah. Okay.
So I had to go back to the drawing board.
So this is a great kind of segue to the question that I was going to ask next, which is what are some of the challenges that you faced in really developing this product line? So one is you had customers saying, this is not convenient. So how did you react to, respond to, how did you grow as a function of that challenge?
I knew that it would get, again, it was time to step back and reevaluate it.
Yeah.
One thing that I knew when I was
as business owners, aren't we always evaluating and reevaluating?
Right, because I got into this to be a solution.
Okay.
So if I'm the solution and there's an issue with the solution, we need to go back to the drawing board and reevaluate.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I knew in essence when I was in cosmetology school that I wanted to have a hair care line. But at different times, I would take it off of my list because I was like, it's too much to do. It's too much to do.
Yes.
Until it actually began, no, this is what you're supposed to do. So back to now we're revamping again. We had to step back. That's how why I did it. It was all, always a part of the plan. Now we're putting it into action even more. It's time for it.
The oil.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
It's a, it's.
So yeah, give us the complete product line.
Okay, so the product line consists of, it includes the shampoo, the conditioner, the revitalizing drops, and the vitamins. It's working inside out.
Oh, wow.
It's a full system.
Vitamins, oil, shampoo, and conditioner.
It's a serum. So
the drops. Okay, got it.
The drops are a serum. The reason why I did it as a serum is because oil can get heavy. It can get heavy. But what I like about the droplets itself as water base is that it's easier to absorb into the hair and into the skin.
Okay.
Even more.
Okay. I love it. So how do you approach educating your clients about hair care? So we've talked about the piece around the health of the scalp and kind of, there was a term you used earlier. It was something that you said, I can't think of it now, but helping basically to repair, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you educate them about really the relationship between hair care or hair styling and the health of their hair and scalp?
Well, first I start where they're at.
Yeah.
Asking them questions, conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then based off of our conversation, seeing where...
Do you find that your clients want this information? Like, do they want to know
that they
got to make some changes?
Yes and no. But it's all in how you approach it, too.
Yes, okay.
I'm here to help you. I'm not just a stylist here for, at the time when I was behind the chair. I was never the person, oh, this is for the money. Absolutely not. I'm here to help. You came for help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just come just to get a style. No, you came for the whole thing.
Right. Right.
So people, when they come to me, they have an expectation that they know they're going to get some help.
Yeah.
That's from the jump.
If you've just tuned in, again, this is Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham. I am interviewing Kayshelle Rourke, having a wonderful conversation about how she has become a solution in the hair loss space. The product line that she's created, the ways in which that she's engaging with her client base to support their hair health, hair goals. So thank you, Kayshelle. This feels like a hard work that you're doing. Even as you're describing, like, I was never in it for the money. We appreciate this because we want to know. We want to grow our hair back.
Okay. And we got to know.
And we got to know how to do that.
We got to know.
Yeah. And that takes somebody being willing to get out from behind the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't really do all of it, can you?
You well.
At the same time.
Some people can, right?
Some people can and
some people do.
Some
people can.
Yeah.
However... Now, Blair, can I be honest with you?
Please be honest.
This was not my intention to get behind the chair, get from behind the chair so soon.
Okay.
Not so soon. I knew by the age of 35, honey, I wasn't going to be behind the chair no more.
Really?
Yeah. I knew at the age
really?
Of 35. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But I did not know it was going to be this soon.
Okay.
It was literally a force of... This is not what I need you to do anymore from the Lord. Like, for real.
Mm, so you feel like there was kind of a spiritual movement
100%.
That transitioned you out. Okay.
100%. Because when I got... So we lived in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
Before moving to the 75 set.
Okay.
75. And when I got here... Because, again, I was not new to building a clientele.
Okay. Okay. You'd done that?
I was doing it 4 times. Different cities. Let's go. But... This time it wasn't working. Everything that I was doing, Blair, was not working.
Hmm.
And it was really a shift. And I was...
So you were trying to establish just traditional...
What I was doing.
Clients. You were trying to just do some hair.
Yeah. I was picking
here in Hampton Roads.
Absolutely.
Market just felt like wasn't receptive.
Wasn't receptive.
Wow.
My ladies from Richmond was still coming up, but I only had 2.
Mm.
This is not like it.
Mm-mm.
But even how I got out of the salon, that's a different story. It was just smooth as butter. And then how it aligned to meeting you guys. And you guys were the key to my development to go further. Because if I had not have gone.
Love that. Again, another good segue. I want to ask, as a Black business owner, right, there's this ongoing conversation about closing the wealth gap, group economics, you know, making sure that the community has what it needs. Mm-hmm. How do you see your work contributing to the larger movement for economic empowerment and representation in the Black community?
That is a really great question.
I mean, you answered it right before we started the interview. You told me about something that transpired on your way here.
Absolutely. Being a resource.
Yeah.
Being a resource.
Because you just never know.
You don't.
Who might need the benefit of your story, your journey. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why when you were talking, when you said earlier, having conversations. It's all about the conversation. So before I got, right, like you said, before I got, we got on, I was telling about having a conversation with someone who needed the resource for the program, the B-Force Accelerator program. They are a company, they are a cafe who wants to do more, but they didn't know that in their backyard, something is already here. A program is already here and established to help us go forward. So yes, being a resource, that is an actual witness to what we have here.
Yeah, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Each one, reach one, right? That kind of thing. You know, it's amazing, too, the power of word of mouth from that sense. You know, you could be on 100 billboards or a radio show and all the things. People may never hear about you.
Absolutely.
But when you make that point of contact and are able to have that conversation, you never know what can happen. So I appreciate that.
Of course. I will always, okay? I will always. Anybody who has helped me, I will let the world know. Because you cannot hold back.
No, agreed.
Not
agreed.
At all. And I'm thankful to every single person who has helped
me. I need you to share your socials. Because I know that there are some folks that want to benefit from what you've put together. So how can people reach out to you? How can they get more information about your products, your services? If they want to consult with you one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Talk about all of that.
Okay. So you can reach me on Instagram at Kachelle. R, K-A-C-H-E-L-L-E-R underscore. And you can also follow our social media page, the company, Shell's Hot Seat, C-H-E-L-L-E-S-H-A-U-T-E-S-E-A-T, on Facebook and on Instagram. And you can, if you are experiencing any form of hair loss and don't know where to go, don't know what to do, you can also book a consultation. We'll help you get to the root with the holistic solutions. Now, in February, we will be releasing this full revitalizing system that we've been working so hard on. Mm. On the 14th, get ready to fall in love with your hair again. Yes.
Yeah, I want to share some updates and highlights. So for those of you that have been tuning in to Black Wall Street Today for any length of time, you know that Black Wall Street Today is an arm or an extension of Black Brand. And who is Black Brand? We are your regional Black Chamber of Commerce. And this is officially info session season for our organization. People ask all the time, how can I engage? How can I get involved? How can I learn more? I'm going to tell you a little bit about how you can do that as we get into today's show. So, for those of you who are saying, you know what? I need to be a part of something. I need to just connect with other business owners. I need to feel like I belong. You might want to consider joining Black Brand as a member. And the end of this month will be an opportunity for you to learn more about what our membership has to offer. So stay tuned for sure via our website, blackbrand.biz. For someone who is saying, you know what? I need a professional development opportunity. I am a woman. I am really looking to maybe gain government contracts, or I'm looking for exposure to male-dominated industries. I want to get together with another group of women. I want to be mentored and poured into. I want to really understand what this region has to offer. I want to encourage you to consider Black Brand's partnership with Norfolk State University, our Women Who Lead program. Those info sessions are happening. You can get more information on our website about when they are taking place. You can register to attend an info session. It is a free program that is available to you by virtue of our relationship with Truist. So again, that's Women Who Lead. Info sessions happening now. Some of you are saying, I am really wanting to start a business, or I have recently started a business and I need some direction. Yes, I'm clear about my product or service, but I really have no idea how to operate a business. I want to urge you, if you haven't been in business for 2 years yet and you really need those fundamentals, to consider our Surge. Our Community Business Academy has a place for you. This is another free program happening in the spring in both Portsmouth as well as Newport News. You can get more information about those info sessions on our website, blackbrand.biz. Again, that's Surge Community Business Academy. We're going to give you a full manual that's going to detail the ins and outs of business ownership, all the things that are unrelated to how great you are providing the product or service. We're going to talk to you about marketing, small business accounting, all of the different pieces. And you'll be with a small group as well. You'll have a dedicated instructor. Again, that's the Surge Community Business Academy. For those of you who are saying, you know what, I'm a little bit further along than that. I've been in business for 2 years already. I've been doing this. I kind of understand the ins and outs, but I'm ready to grow and scale. I'm really ready to take my stuff next level. I'm ready to hire. I'm ready to access capital. I'm really ready to go to the next level. You are probably a great candidate for B-Force Accelerator. B-Force Accelerator is our 12-week program. Again, for those that have been in business for 2 years already, 2 years or more, you can get information about the B-Force Accelerator info sessions by visiting our website, blackbrand.biz. Last but not least, on the info session side of things, I want to tell you about Impact Collective. If you are a nonprofit and you have programs that focus on economic mobility or affordable housing, we have an 8-week cohort coming up just for you. In this 8-week cohort, you are going to be able to come together with a small group of nonprofit executive directors. You're going to be able to get expert guidance around board governance. You're going to be able to talk about how to make sure that your program is sustainable. We're going to talk about measuring the impact of your nonprofit so that you can go to the next level. You're also going to be the recipient of a $2,500 grant at the conclusion of that 8-week program. So there are info sessions coming up. You can get information about Impact Collective by visiting our website, blackbrand.biz. I just wanted to get all of that out because those are the questions folks are asking the most. How can I engage with your program? How can I become a member? So I hope that's helpful. You can get all those details for all those info sessions at blackbrand.biz. Hey, I want to thank you so much for being the best part of Black Wall Street Today show.
Yay! Thank you for
having
me.
I'm so glad we got to have this conversation. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Black Wall Street Today, where we're building minds, we're building connections, and we are forging the path ahead toward business success in the Black community. I look forward to talking next week. Take care.
This episode was brought to you by Positive Vibes Consulting. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. If you're a business owner and the bank said no, we may have a solution for you. Let's have a conversation. If you're a nonprofit organization, let's strategize and find ways for you to have continuous income while you're searching for donations and pursuing grants. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. A proud member of Black Brand.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo. When I say black, you say Wall Street. Black, black Wall Street. When I say black, you say Wall Street. Black, black. When I say black, you say Wall Street. Black.